Okay. Hi, Cheryl. Why don't you give us a short biography and tell us what you hope young readers will take away after reading the story?
Sure. Well, I'm Cheryl Bass, and I'm the author of Baby Dragon's Big Sneeze, and then Baby Dragon Finds His Family is the sequel. And there are a lot of messages for young readers in both books. The first book has a lot of messages about friendship and teamwork and apologizing when you've done something wrong, accountability, all of those types of, we call it social emotional learning, but those are really the types of soft skills that employers look for in adults. And these are the things that are important to teach when people are young. And the second book has some messages about found family. So it's particularly good for kids who are in non-traditional family structures or are adopted, come from divorced, blended families, that sort of thing.
And you're a social worker as well, isn't that correct?
I have a master's in social work and I was a practicing social worker. And then I went back to school and got a master's in journalism and then have been practicing public relations for 15 years.
Oh, okay. So what do you think was the inspiration for the story?
Well, the first story, the inspiration was actually kind of silly. I was walking down the street about 13 years ago and I sneezed really hard. And then I had the ridiculous thought, well, it's a good thing I'm not a dragon because if that happened, then I would have done a lot of damage. And then I sort of snickered to myself and thought, okay, well, this is a children's picture book. So I wrote it and put it away and didn't do anything with it until maybe 5 years ago. I tried to get it traditionally published. Nobody was interested because I'm not famous. And some traditional publishing houses didn't like rhyme, but I, as a former social worker, am a strong believer in rhyme. This is why nursery rhymes are so great for children. They help with language acquisition, they help with a sense of rhythm, they help reluctant readers. So then about 2 years ago, I decided to self-publish. So I self-published the first book, and then there were some unanswered questions from the first book that led me to write the second book to answer
Okay.
some of those questions.
Yeah, the thing about rhyming, that was another question that I had. Do you think that the rhyme scheme in the book helps children remember the story better?
Yes, because it's more fun for them, and studies show that when there's an emotional connection, people tend to remember things more, adults and children.
Yeah. So you think the rhyming helps with the emotional connection?
Yes,
Well, good.
absolutely.
Okay. So how has your chosen field of social work and childhood development helped your writing career, and what insights have you gained from studying childhood development?
Well, I'm no longer a social worker. I now do PR, public relations, but the insights gained from that really helped me to put my foot down and really stay with rhyming and self-publish, which is what I did. And it also helped me in terms of what things are appropriate for certain developmental ages, what types of content, what types of vocabulary. Now, there are some words in both books that are a little more advanced. So what I'll do is I'll say, the king made a speech and he plainly decreed. Now, a child may not know what decreed meant, but a child may know that making a speech. Okay, well, that's so they can use context clues to help enhance their vocabulary. And the
Sure.
pictures help to tell the story, of course,
Yeah.
as
Yeah, the pictures are great in the book.
well. Thank you.
Yeah, I really liked them. So, what values are you trying to impart to young readers by your story? We touched a little bit about that. What are you really looking for to impart to the younger readers?
Well, I called my publishing house Be Kind Publishing. And that is because I like the saying, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. So it's sort of a variation on that theme. And I really believe that children need to learn those kinds of soft skills, sharing, helping their fellow kids or community members, giving others the benefit of the doubt, not assuming the worst in others. Forgiveness. So some of those themes are really important in both of my books.
Yeah, in the second book about a found family, certainly today with so many different kinds of family connections, how important do you think that is for children to, develop family ties.
I think it's very important, and I think it's also important for children to realize, and I'm going to give a spoiler here, but adults can still read this to their kids, and their kids won't know the spoiler unless they're listening to this. But it's called Baby Dragon Finds His Family. So if you don't read the book, you assume that he's going to meet other dragons that look like him and they'll live happily ever after. But that's purposely not how I ended the book. I ended the book with him realizing he's told by a wise fairy who could be sort of a godmother, who tells him that his family's been there all along. His family is the community that has been there and been helping him. And that's great for kids who are adopted, who have, who ha are from divorced families, blended families, who have a single parent home, all different non-traditional family constructions. Or maybe, they read this from, maybe a teacher or a librarian read it to them, and their families are not. Their families of origin are not there for them and not really nice to them. And but they have a community of teachers and other adults that they can look up to. It helps them to realize that your family isn't necessarily your DNA. It's those who are there for you and help you on life's journey.
I briefly mentioned the illustrations, but I really liked Ramesh Ram's illustrations. How do you think that those illustrations help make the story come alive for kids?
Well, I think that they really do. And I was one of the other reasons that I self-published this, besides wanting to do the rhyme, was so that I could have more creative control over the illustrations. And so every step of the way, I was emailing with Ramesh Ram to say, I want the dragon to have this sort of facial expression. This is what I want the people to be wearing. Even down to he's wearing a bib in the first scene. Where he's eating with the community of humans, and the bib has the Viking rune for family. So that's sort of an Easter egg through the story. So I asked him to do all of those things, and he did. And the facial expressions on the dragon are top-notch. I mean, everything is like something you'd see in an animated feature film, I feel. So that I used him for the first book and I loved him so much, I used him again for the second. And there will be a third book, but not this year, probably in 2025. And I'll use him again for that.
And you're right. Traditional publishing tends to dictate
Yes.
how everything covers internal stuff. So it's good that you were able to collaborate with Ramesh on those drawings. So what do you think makes the character of Gareth so compelling to young children?
Well, it's interesting because at first he's scary looking. And in the first book, how he meets the villagers is he sneezes and burns down their village. And they all want to attack him. And but a little brave girl goes to his cave to find out why he did this. And he tells her he has a cold and he can't help it. But he's much bigger than her. He's like the size of a two-story building, and she's just a little girl. And so he has to pick her up and put her in the palm of his hand to have a discussion with her. And so one of the messages, those that are big and scary looking may not always be the villain, and to not always assume something about someone else, to find out about their intentions before you make assumptions. And so those are the messages that I got across. And he's very kind and caring and sympathetic. So I think that children really do relate to him.
One of the things when I was reading the book and the rhyme scheme, I was thinking, did you ever think of putting some of this stuff to music?
Interestingly, yes, I have. And there is a character in the second book who sings a song. And I was thinking that I would like to, I actually am a singer. And so I was thinking that if someone could write, could help compose that song, I could imagine having the unicorn as, a toy where you pull a string and it would be my voice singing a song. Now, I would like to have an LLC first before I do that, limited liability corporation, just to protect myself in case if I want to sell other products, like a plushie, if God forbid a child chokes on the plushie, I don't want to lose my house. I'd want to have an LLC formed first before I sell these other kind of products, but I do have that in mind with something with music.
Yeah, that'd be great, I think. I think the rhyme scheme really lends itself to, it's very melodic, you know, so I think it would be a real good match. Do you think it's easier to impart kindness to children by means of a story?
Yes, because it makes that emotional connection. If you just tell a child, "Oh, be nice to so and so," they're not going to they may do it in the moment just because they're obligated, but if they have a story and they have a character that they really admire and they connect with, and that character is being nice and kind to others, then they will try to emulate it. In fact, some of the reviews I got on Amazon have people saying that their children have become nicer and kinder in the classroom and with their siblings after reading these stories. So that's really heartwarming for me.
Yeah, we briefly touched about a possible third book. Would it also have some of the characters that have appeared in the first two?
Yes. I don't know yet what's going to happen to the dragon. I have to decide that, but yes, I definitely, even though Mirabelle, for example, she was in the first book, she's the little girl that goes to his cave. She is not written into the second story, but she's in the images. You know, she's sitting right next to him at the table. He hugs her at the end. So she's definitely still omnipresent, you know, these main characters that are basically his found family, they are definitely going to be there. And possibly the mythical creatures that he met in the second story will possibly be in the third one as well.
Any concluding remarks about the narrative or about what you hope to accomplish or just how the books become accepted, and any kind of feedback.
Yeah, well, the book has become really well accepted. It's really taking off. I'm getting great reviews. I am working with someone to possibly create lesson plans around this and then to offer them on websites for teachers and sell them for a low reasonable price and have them available, so that teachers throughout the nation can use them with their classrooms and teach some of these soft skills. I want to also mention, my website is be-kindpublishing.com. When people put their email address on there, they can download up to 10 free coloring pages for the children in their lives if they do that. And that gets them on my email list. And I email only once a month to let them know about any new products or new books. So they can find me there. I'm on Facebook at be-kindpublishing. They can email me at info@be-kindpublishing.com. So that's where I can be reached. And my books are available on Amazon, Target.com, Walmart.com, and BarnesandNoble.com.
Great, great. Okay, I'm gonna